Chapter 3. For the better part of 4.5 hours, a superlatively trained corps of yawn makers had dispensed boredom by means of platitude, homey homily, grandiose visions of Kentucky futures, and soggy reminiscence. The testimonial dinner had been a walloping success. Shelley Morgenstern contemplated killing himself. There had to be easier ways to go. Boredom was such a slow, despicable demise. Oh, God, oh, for a barrel of absinthe and free passage to dissolution, he burbled into the too-sweet martini. Bartender, give me another fruit punch, he indicated the martini glass. When the bartender brought the refill, Shelley stared at his bald head for a long instant and refrained from saying, "Your head, sir, is shining in my eyes." "That's pretty damned cornball, Morgenstern," he chided himself. "I know," he snapped the reply, "but I'm not nearly drunk enough to be quick and clever." "Oh, God, this town." "Where's the action tonight, fella?" he asked the passing bartender. The man paused on his way to the orange squeezer and essayed the question. "What are you looking for?" Shelley shrugged. He was too tired for wenching. "Maybe a good, cool game of cards," he relayed his desire. The bartender said, "Wait a minute." He moved up to the other end of the bar, took out a pad and pencil, and jotted down a quick address. He came back, handed it to Shelley, and said, "Ask for Luther. He'll know what's on tonight." Shelley thanked him, paid for the drinks, and slid off the bar stool. The note said, "Dixie Hotel, 5th and Broadway." Louisville at night was a combination of Coney Island at 10 p.m. and deepest Brooklyn at 5 in the morning. A short stretch of naked neon insensibly wiggling, and then silence. The center strip rolled up like a long tongue. The flesh pots and the closed shops. He walked quite steadily, waiting for the right recognition symbol to be tripped in his head. Ding. The sign was a bilious green. "Dixie Hotel, rooms." He pushed through the revolving door, finding himself in one of those B-movie sleazy lobbies cut from the same cheap pattern. Brass lamps with hanging beaded pull chains. Sofas that gave off small...